Do you think this could be a good game to play with children?
Yeah, I think this probably would be good for younger children.
Why?
Because there's a lot of variety in the different challenges that you need to do. My sister, she's two young girls. I think they're about, 3 and 6 years old. And I can imagine them doing these sorts of challenges. The fact that you have to time yourself to see how quickly you can do them adds to the fun, and it would definitely make them want to do them more than once. So it would keep them occupied for longer. I remember whenever my kids were younger, they enjoyed a game in the park where they needed to sort of weave between posts. And I loved being timed doing that and trying to be the fastest.
Can you think of another challenge you could add or another activity to keep children fit?
I can't really think of any challenges off the top of my head, but we decided to order a badminton set online for the kids to use. So it obviously needs to be used outside, but we're lucky enough to have access to a patio area in the house, so they were able to use it on that. The only problem was that on the windy days, the shuttlecock kept blowing away, but apart from that, they had good fun with it.
What aspects of lockdown do you think are difficult for children?
I think the most difficult aspects for children are the fact that they can't see their friends. The World Health Organization, they prefer to talk about physical distancing rather than social distancing. And I think it's an important distinction, because even though you're physically separated, thanks to mobile phones and the internet and so on, they're still very much in their friends. But it's definitely not quite the same as being with them physically. Our children, they're now allowed out of the house for about an hour a day. So obviously the first thing they wanted to do was go and see their friends. So I had to make sure I went with them the first time to make sure they didn't get too close and we're still keeping it at a safe distance. But at least they could see each other in the flesh.
What aspects of lockdown do you think are difficult for parents?
At the beginning, I think I found it difficult just trying to organise, all the shopping for groceries that we needed to do. I mean, in normal times, if you've forgotten something in the shops, then you just go out and get what you've forgotten. But in lockdown, you're trying to make sure that you don't forget anything. After that, then I think the difficulty was trying to concentrate on work. I mean, my wife and I were both lucky because we were able to work from home. But it means we're both working in the same room and could sometimes interrupt each other when we're in calls with work colleagues and so on. But then as well as that, you've also have to make sure that you don't forget about the kids, making sure they get up and they're getting on with their schoolwork during the day as well. Luckily, our kids are a bit older, so they're pretty much able to work away by themselves. But we do need to make sure they're at least get up out of their beds in the morning.
How are you keeping fit during lockdown?
Well, we're lucky that we have two dogs, and one of the exceptions to lockdown here is that you're allowed to take dogs for a walk. So I've been getting out once or twice a day for walks with them. It's not the same as it was before lockdown, obviously, because you can't go too far or you can't go for too long, but it's better than nothing. And we also did some more online shopping and bought a step machine. So I used that a few times to do a bit more strenuous exercise, but it's not really exciting. We're now allowed outside to do exercise once a day, so I've been out on my bike a bit, but it's difficult trying to find places to go where there aren't too many people.